Late last year, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act. It's a law to encourage all Americans to observe a minute of silence on Memorial Day. The initiative now has a White House commission behind it and a staff working to promote this annual tribute to America's fallen servicemen and women. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If on the off chance your backyard barbecue suddenly goes silent at 3 o'clock today, the work of the White House Commission on the National Moment of Remembrance has succeeded. The commission's executive director, Carmela Lespada, has been talking up this idea of silence, and late last week she held a press conference on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Flanked by military brass and a few members of Congress, she made her pitch.
We're asking all Americans to stop wherever they may be and whatever they are doing at 3 p.m. local time to pause to think about those who died for our freedom and what it means to be an American.
Few reporters turned out to this event, but one TV crew showed up. Its bright lights and camera attracted a crowd of school groups who happened to be touring the Capitol. Some high school sophomores from Cleveland listened in, but they had a different idea about the importance of Memorial Day.
Barbecue.
Day off from school.
A national moment of silence would be respectful, says 15-year-old Kennedy Ellis, but it will be a hard sell back home.
The school that we go to, they just won't listen to anything, any other thing. We want y'all to be shut up on 3 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah.
They just won't listen to us if we say that. But, I mean, we can try.
As the kids from Cleveland strolled off, Major General Randy West stood tall, six bars of colored stripes pinned to his dark uniform. He's on board to spread the message about the proposed moment of silence, but he wasn't surprised by the teenagers' response. They've never worn soldiers' boots, never lost anyone to war. West says for him, it's personal.
Most touching to me are memories of comrades and friends that fell in battle when I was in Vietnam and in Desert Storm. Those are the first to come to mind.
Memorial Day? I guess, yeah, I think it's about the people in Vietnam or the wars. I guess they're celebrating their victory. Is that what it's about?
Bianca Guterman, a fifth grader from Charlotte, North Carolina, is not alone. According to recent polls, a third of Americans are foggy on the meaning of Memorial Day. The press conference has broken up, and over on the Capitol steps, chaperones are trying to line kids up for a class photo. Eighth grader Esty Lifshitz from Long Island observes, if it's hard to get 60 students to sit still for a few seconds, imagine how tough it'll be to get 280 million Americans to be silent for a minute. But Lifshitz says, if it works, it could make a difference.
When we think about it, like, we give maybe like 45 minutes a day to learning American history, and when it's so small in measurement compared to like the lifetimes people gave to save their country, and I think that not only should 2 minutes be of silence, but this should make us remember it for the rest of our lives.
The White House Commission has phoned, faxed, and emailed thousands of fire stations, local union offices, and high school superintendents to get the word out about the moment of silence. But fifth grader Keith Estes says the only way to get people to listen is to advertise.
And important TV shows like Survivor 2, when everybody's watching.
Allison Aubrey, NPR News, The Capitol.